You know, we always express getting after the ball and being, you know, plus in the turnovers, and they really had took the initiative, you know, being real aggressive on ball, staying on top, and playing ball, man. They've just been getting after it.
How did it feel to get out there, Deion, and, you know, work for a little bit last Thursday night?
Oh, it was great. You know, being out there with the Brotherhood, you know, getting after someone else and getting a chance to, you know, pretty much put on display what we've been working at all offseason and all camp.
How is it with you, your communication, you were trying to get better, and how'd that go the first time out?
Oh, it was good. You know, communicating, you know, giving out alerts, lining up, getting people lined up, it was fun.
You yelling at people, or you try to, you know, do it in an orderly fashion? What's your style?
I mean, you kind of got to yell, you know, to get over the crowd. So just make sure everyone hears you, everyone's on the same page.
Have you noticed a difference in Devondre's game since he had LASIK eye surgery?
Yes. He's been able to see everything. We call him New Vision. And it was a great play. And I told him if he didn't wear a size 14, he would have stayed in bounds. So.
Made a big play at Superdome early last year. Did that help you kind of grow as a leader? Because I know that wasn't the easiest thing to do coming in as a rookie.
It took a good bit of time, you know, and it was really like after that Philly game where it like really clicked, where I need to, you know, communicate more, be more physical, and just getting everybody on the same page and being ready, getting us lined up to play fast.
And as far as like what you come into this year, wanted to work on personally, what do you think you need to get better at?
Being more of a vocal leader on the defense. Like I said, getting everything, anything I could see, alerts, just getting them out to our defense, and you know, putting us in the best position to play fast and physical and get after the ball.
You look at this defense depth chart wise, it looks pretty loaded, and there's a lot of depth behind the starters. Is that something?
Yeah, I mean, it's been great, you know, having all these guys flying around, like Poe, the new addition, Jack, and, you know, a lot of other guys, and just getting that chemistry, you know, getting them into the Brotherhood and getting them on the same page, flying around, playing our style of ball.
How's Duke doing and how's Memorial Dallas
doing? Oh, they've been doing good. They've been getting after it every day. We always talk about trying to be the baddest group, the best group, and every day in individuals, we get after it. And on the field, you know, we try to uphold that standard and come with that fire every practice.
When you come back from a game and you kind of look at tape, you feel like how you guys run out there long time, is there something you guys really like what you did?
Yeah, and we still have room to grow. You know, we had, even the starters, we had some things that we had to correct. And, I mean, we got back to it today and started off scratch, fresh, and put up, linebackers, we put up on the board on what we wanted to work on. And today it starts.
Do you see him more asked or just kind of more between game one and game two as the season? Preseason goes along?
Yes. And like week after week, just making different adjustments on our own game. And the linebacker room, we hold each other accountable. If you put on the board, we help each other look for it, and, you know, so you can get better throughout the week.
Devondre was out there, and Coach Quinn was just really working with them. Just how important is that as a defensive guy, just to go over the craft and have a coach that's so into your position, into your side of the ball?
That's a blessing. You know, DQ is a great coach to play for, and he's always 100 with us, always got our back 100%, and for him to take the time out with us is nothing to him, and that's good to have.
That was the first time you'd been on the field with Duke in a while. Mm-hmm. Did you notice anything about his game that maybe changed?
Yeah, I like the fact that, you know, no matter how long he was out there, he just kept fighting. He was trying to, you know, keep his details down and playing physical, and it was fun, you know, seeing him out there. And like I said, we got a lot to build from there, and we're just going to get after it this week for the next game.
Was it like old times for you too?
Yeah, it was a little bit like old times, yeah.